You may assume narcissists like cuddling because they are extremely flirtatious, conceited, and infatuated with themselves. But if there is one thing you can be sure of, it is that narcissists do not like physical touch, especially cuddling, for the same reasons that you might. Cuddling is a nuisance for them, but when they indulge in this act, it is because of the advantages that cuddling offers them. Let's understand this in depth in today's episode. Hi, I am Danish, a narcissistic abuse recovery professional. In this episode, you will learn about 5 reasons why narcissists do not like cuddling and how they use it against you. If that interests you, please subscribe by pressing the subscribe button and push that bell icon for more insightful content on narcissistic abuse like this one. Before we get started, I have a question for you. Did the narcissist that you were with ever cuddle you? If yes, did it change over time? Drop your experiences in the comments below and help other survivors feel validated. Let's get started. Number 1. Intimacy is a form of vulnerability for the narcissist. Narcissists will go to any lengths to avoid experiencing any genuine emotion. Not because they can't, but because doing so puts them at risk of feeling vulnerable and exposed. Because of their early experiences, they instinctively learn that feeling any emotions, especially the ones that required openness and expression, was dangerous. So they cut themselves off from their true self, which truly defines us as humans. Empathy, compassion, and genuine vulnerability are only possible when you are your true self. In the narcissist's case, being their true self would bring shit to the surface. They wouldn't know what to do with it. So cuddling and being touched only makes them feel uncomfortable. They often want to get away or avoid it as quickly as possible. They do so because physical affection triggers feelings of connection, and connection triggers vulnerability, which they hate. It makes them feel the weakness and the rawness they have been running away from for decades. So they remain emotionally distant by being physically distant, and they do not let themselves feel any closeness in any way possible. Number 2, they are not affectionate and do not care about you. Why is it that they are unable to express any tenderness through physical affection like cuddling? The painful answer is that they do not really care about you. They do not love you. They simply do not care, regardless of how well they play the part of pretending to care, and irrespective of how much they love bomb you. They see you as someone who is beneath them. They are completely self-absorbed, which separates them from the real human experience. Any act of affection is only an act and only a way for them to achieve a selfish goal. They give nothing away for free and cannot genuinely care for someone else. It is guaranteed that if they are cuddling you with simulated affection, it is because they want something back. They only give with the expectation of receiving something in return. They will only hug someone if they can benefit personally from it. They may cuddle you if they know that is what you're craving for, to make a transaction and get the payback in the form of sex, money, approval, and other stuff. They might hug you after abusing you to make you think perhaps it wasn't that bad. Maybe they didn't mean it. You might think they are repentant or apologetic for what they did. However, in reality, they do not regret anything and do not feel remorse. Simply put, the cuddle is an attempt to calm you down so you will continue to live in the fog and keep taking on the abuse. Number 3, they use cuddles to get validation. Some narcissists, if not all, enjoy receiving hugs because it validates them and makes them feel important and admired. They genuinely and delusionally believe they are deities deserving of worship. For somatic and sexual narcissists, this belief extends far beyond the desire for simple admiration. This type of narcissist is obsessively concerned with their appearance and image and wants to look perfect and needs to be seen as such. To further support their belief in their physical perfection, they will demand frequent compliments on how they look and cuddles from you with zero reciprocity. They expect you to give them lots of attention and cuddles, but not expect anything in return. You will be left wondering and craving why they show you no affection when you are trying everything you can, when you are giving them as much as possible. Number 4, they use cuddles to control you and shape your behavior. On the other hand, if the narcissist is aware that you crave cuddles and affection, they will withhold it intentionally from you as a form of punishment, but then offer it as an intermittent reward when they realize they are losing the grip over you. Narcissists like to cuddle for power, but why? Because they know they can dangle physical affection like a carrot or withhold it from you as a way to elicit compliance. The cuddles will be sporadic, inconsistent, and unpredictable, meaning you will never know when or if you will get one. They will randomly cuddle you out of the blue for no reason at all, but ironically, when you are distressed or sad, they will withhold any sign of affection from you and become distant and very cold. This erratic and inconsistent behavior keeps them in control of your state because you never know when you will receive the love and affection you are craving and when they will leave you for the wolves. This instability keeps you in a state of anxiety, walking on eggshells and wanting to always please and appease the narcissist in the hopes of getting something, or in other words, bare minimum to feel better. Number 5 and the last one. They see cuddling as a threat to their omnipotence and supremacy. A narcissist may see touching and cuddling as unnecessary. They see it as a weakness which disgusts them, and they're quite simply above all of that nonsense. It is way below them and they can't get so low and pathetic to feel anything positive for anyone. If you as their partner shows any desire for closeness or physical touch, they will shame you by calling you promiscuous or telling you that you're too needy. The deeper and the hidden truth is that cuddling requires to share a physical space, acknowledge their closeness, and agree to give each other respect and love. It is an act that requires both individuals to be at the same level of openness and vulnerability and surrender their sense of self-sufficiency. This is something narcissists are not likely to be interested in because they do not see you as a partner, but as an object to be used. They do not want to give up on their sense of superiority and high-handedness. They want to maintain the facade of ultra-independence, and they do so by physically abandoning you. Did you resonate with today's episode? Drop your thoughts in the comments below and make sure you subscribe and share this with your friends. I'll talk with you in the next one. Till then, let the healing begin.